Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of So Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. And we were a little late getting signed on, so if you're trying to get into the chat room, please hit your refresh button and it will get you in there. Welcome to the show. Hi, Michael.
Hey, sweetie. Welcome to the show, everybody. We had some prompts change unknowingly on our access code, so it took a minute or two to get that understood and shifted around. So our apology for running late. We're glad that you're with us and delighted to be sharing the ancient Aramaic process of forgiveness and all the corollary tools that we've come to understand and develop that relate to that process. We're here in Palm Coast, Florida, in the, the seventh day of a 9-day intensive. We've got two more days to complete. We're just have this awesome group that is moving so much energy. It's just fabulous. And we thank everybody that was here in Palm Coast with us last week for the 9-day intensive we did then. And we finished that up Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, or probably Saturday evening, started another 9-day. And it was just like the energy foundation, the platform everybody built the first week just created a space for us to skyrocket into the second week. And we've had some awesome, awesome things happening with the group here. And so we're here with an invitation to you. And the invitation to you is that you help us to become the team that changed the world. And the major change that we're looking to do is to reestablish human life on Earth. And in reestablishing human life on Earth, put an end to the game of war, because human life is incapable of war. You know, you hear many people say things like, well, gee, I heard about that atrocity that happened in such and such a place last week. How could any human being ever do such a thing? Well, my offering is it's impossible for a human being, an actual human being, to commit an atrocity. What looks like a human form but has no human life in it can do any kind of atrocity that you can imagine, whatever structured in it. And so the way that we're going to do our strategy for eliminating war is to get enough people through the gate of forgiveness. And forgiveness, not meaning I let you off the hook for what's happening inside of me, but rather forgiveness being the tool that I apply to what's happening inside of me that rips me off from my human life. So if I hold in my genetics or in my memory bank hostility, rage, grief, sadness, hatred, fear, and vengeance, then when those things are resonated, which if they're in me, they will be, because being a resonating energy field, I set up those things that come to me. If those things resonate, they're the things that rip me off, that cover over, that remove my awareness of myself as this awesome active presence of love. The message is given to a child of hostility and fear, of inadequacy, of weakness, of self-deprecation, are all those messages that remove us from our awareness of our human lives. And so to really truly bring back the presence of love becomes our project. And we have thousands of people all over the globe who are joining us in this project. It's a long-term project, been working at it for about 4.5 decades. In the last year and a half or so, we've had the opportunity to expand the work through Mindshifters Radio, and we're just absolutely honored and delighted that you are here to share with us in this project. If you have a question for us, a thought, an answer, and by the way, Rex, thanks for calling in to let us know we weren't on the air. We were still figuring out what our options were with our new menu on the on Blog Talk Radio. But we're appreciative of everybody that's here to share with us, and our call-in number is 646-200-4169. If you have a question, a thought for us, 646-200-4169. Of course, if you're on a landline, you're going to have to dial 1 plus that number. And then once you're on the show, you can listen to the show from that number. Once you're on the show, if you have a question for Jeannie or I or David or if Dr. Tim is on with us, I'm not sure if he's there yet today, then all you have to do is press 1. And that will put a little hand up in the switchboard, and Jeannie will know you want to talk to us. So she'll put you in queue. So, sweetie, Dr. Tim with us, David with us today. Mute button.
I'm here, Michael.
Yep. Jeannie, your mute button must be on. Are you showing up in the chat room or in the... Oh, well, we're not hearing you through the phone. I could hear David, though. So David is here, and Dr. Tim is not. So maybe Jeannie needs to call back in again. We're out in the boonies here in northeast Florida. Right on the Atlantic Ocean. Actually, we're on in a home where we're doing our intensive right on the Intercoastal Waterway. Several people this morning went over together. The ocean's about a three-quarter mile walk from us, and several people went over for sunrise this morning. Heard it was awesome. The clouds cleared, and it was this beautiful sunrise, and we're blessed to be in this space, and we thank Shannon Anderson, who's a counselor here with Hospice in Palm Coast, who she and her husband, Pancho, own this place, and we appreciate both of you for the fact that we're here doing this workshop as we are. So, Gene, do we have any callers or anything happening in the chat room? Any questions, thoughts? No, you're still not there, sweetie. Okay, well, I'll just... listen to you through the door. That's kind of strange that your phone's not coming through, but are you showing up in the switchboard when you dial in?
Yep, I'm on there.
Oh, there you are. Now I can hear you, sweetie. We got you.
So go ahead. There's nobody out there. Nobody's saying anything.
Okay. Well, we're here with the group just getting ready. We're moving into the next phase of the intensive. We're doing hands-on energy field work training, showing people how to align this energy field to bring through a greater flow. And then this afternoon after the show, we'll be getting together to do still point breathing. We're just at this phase of the intensive where we're moving into the breath work, and it's the most awesome tool when you use the still point. It just, for those who've been through the process, and hopefully maybe there'll be a few folks who are listening in from last week's intensive, if you care to call and share a little bit about what your experience has been of getting home, that would be pretty cool. We'd love to hear from you and how the tools, having been through the intensive, are fitting in your life, or if there's anybody that's here in the intensive. I don't know whether anyone has called in that's actually here at the intensive and is listening to the show. It'd be neat to hear from you. And we will be finishing up here on Sunday, and we're actually going to head to Orlando with David, and we'll be doing a little bit of play time in Orlando and a little bit of organization and work time. And then Jeannie and I and David will head back to Heartland, and Jeannie and I will head up to Gainesville, Florida, where we'll meet with folks who are renewing our website, Daniel and Susan. We thank you, Daniel, for your support, and for Marie Jose for helping to get the door open to connect us in with Daniel, who's doing a technology lift. Jeannie has done such an awesome job of building the this huge website that we have. You can go to the site, www.whyagain.com. All the tools are there. You can tap in on the right-hand side if you want to tap into the forgiveness process. You can click on the link that says download worksheet. The sheets, the first 7 or 8 links will give you a whole cadre of things to tap in and how to do the forgiveness process. And then if you follow down that list, there are all kinds of different worksheets. So you're welcome to tap in and utilize the tools. But then we'll be spending several days with Daniel and Susan, who will be learning the new upgrades, how to work with the upgrades on the website. So you'll see a new face coming soon on whyagain.com. All the same great information and some new technology being integrated. So we'll see how that's all going to shake out. So that'll be what the early part of our next week is. And then we'll be heading to Jacksonville on the first Sunday of May. We'll be starting a 7-day series of workshops in Jacksonville, Florida. So if you're in that area, we would love to see you. And if you would like to come and share a week with us, we'll be in Jacksonville starting the first Sunday in May. And from there, we're actually... Oh, cool. Let's listen to our caller.
Area code 517, you're on the air. Oh, they just hung up. 517, please call back in. There they are.
We lost you. 517.
Okay.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
That was interesting.
Technology.
It's Rex. Yeah.
Yay, Rex.
Well, it that would be my projection. No, it was actually me. I had another call that was calling in right when I was, you were getting ready to take my call. And so I was trying to get them off my screen on my droid, and then I pushed one, and it was me.
Yep, and how it worked.
Yeah, it's interesting. Technology is fascinating. I was going to mention, because quite often you will introduce, well, if you haven't been exposed to the Aramaic understanding, the ancient Aramaic understanding of forgiveness, that, you can go to my website. And as I was thinking it, Michael, you did it. And so I just find that fascinating, and maybe just that a conversation about how our antenna, and as we clear the debris and the material that's not true about our beingness and who we are, what happens in our ability to pick up a thought or to pick up a feeling and so forth. And that might be something to discuss, being that what I was calling to, or what I raised my hand for you to discuss, you had already done.
Yeah, well, for sure. The fact is we are energetic beings, and if we allow ourselves to live in an energetic world rather than an intellectual world, the intellectual world has its seeming benefits, but they're mere shadows compared to an actual human life. And we live on a plane of energy, and we have access to everything that's going on around us, in us, through us, and at every distance possible if we're living in that energetic state of a human life. And so there is that availability. And I think, Rex, if I remember correctly, you've got a workshop coming up this weekend. Which workshop? It's Healing Through Relationships, right?
Yep, doing the workshop, Healing Through Relationships, tomorrow. And then next week we're going to be doing Mind Shifters and Still Point Breathing. And then the week after that we'll be doing the Why Is This Happening to Me Again? And I also was in conversation with a wonderful young woman. Well, I don't know how old she is, but I trust that she's full of youth, because she sure did feel and seemed like it. She may be listening in on the program, and she's in Auburn, Auburn Hills, which is over by Pontiac, and we're discussing the possibility of, considering going over there to do a Mind Shifters and Still Point Breathing workshop. So yeah, it's exciting, and, there's an outreach happening, and I'm becoming more aware of it. I've been cued in deeply inside that it's time to start moving a little bit further away from my own city again and doing some more workshops. So I'm just opening that up, and, if you have any ideas along that line, I know you've shared with me I was pulling out some of my old material on last summer when we talked about this, and I'm going to go ahead and call Traverse City and get a hold of the Unity there. And I'm already introduced to Unity here, and they're opening up, possibly doing some workshops. So I'm excited about that here in town, but also looking at it doing around the area and the state, and maybe even in Ohio or in different parts of this part of the country.
Very cool. So anybody that's in Lansing, Michigan, connect with Rex. His website is stillpointbreathoflife.com. Or you can pick up his flyer on whyagain.com and join him tomorrow for Healing Through Relationships. And then next week for Still Point. And the following week for Why Is This Happening to Me Again. So we're delighted you're getting more and more active, Rex, with what you're doing out there in the universe. That's very powerful, very cool.
Well, it's exciting, you know, and I it's all about, you know, exposing as many minds to the work that we can, you know, and I join in the goal to make it available to every mind on the planet. So
Yes. Well, that's what we're here to do, and so that's fabulous that's opening, and that you're getting farther and farther afield, and that you have that awesome young lady in your life called Mitzi who's there supporting you and doing her work alongside of you. It's just really. It's so rewarding to watch how it grows and how it happens.
Well, we appreciate all the love and support, and it's exciting. And obviously, as you know, and those of us that are doing the work and in the form of teaching and getting out there more formally, we're all teaching just by being the example, but more formally in the way that you and I do, I recognize how the acceleration is intensifying. You know, and it's essential to be using the tools. And what I find is if I use them, it changes my experience of whatever it is that I'm having in the intensity of it, for sure.
Most definitely. I was just actually in the minutes just that led up to the show, I was doing a worksheet on someone who's been engaged here, who appears to hold the pretense that they already know it all, and with their knowing it all, just lead people astray into something that really isn't on target. And so on goes the work, opportunity to learn forgiveness.
Well, it's amazing. It definitely is an ongoing process. And I appreciate you, Michael, that you're just so... what's the word? Visible.
Bird. Bird?
The word that I'm looking for is being open to share and being visible. I can't think of it right now. I'm just drawing a blank for some reason. I appreciate
that.
Here we
are, being transparent and going for it.
Transparent's the word, brother. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
So
all right,
cool.
Well, give Mom a hug for us. We appreciate your call and appreciate what you're doing in Lansing. So check into Rex's Still Point Breath of Life, ongoing support groups every other week in Lansing, and different classes, more and more activity happening in the Lansing, Michigan area. So that's just really powerful.
All right. We don't have anybody else calling yet. So 646-200-4169 and press 1. That puts you in queue. Several people in the chat room, a bunch of people on the Twitch board, but looks like everybody's just sitting there listening. We'd love to hear from you. Michael, while we're waiting on somebody to call, maybe you can comment. Several of the people that are here at the intensive are already talking about they have fear coming up about going back to what they call the real world. You might want to
the unreal
comment
world,
on that.
Right. Yeah, it's really so fabulous to be with a group of people who are willing to be genuine. You know, one of the thoughts that's come up several times is how many people go out and you know, they spend large amounts of money to go to things like sporting events and all sorts of things to keep them unconscious. You know, eating foods that are just totally laced with chemicals and drinking. Fluids that are designed to numb and knock out the brain. And it occurs as I watch this circle of people from all walks of life who've been in trauma in their lives, just here learning to express as true human beings, to bring, you know, when there's a conflict between people, that each one is willing to hold the space for the other and to be responsible and to shift. And if we could get people who are spending fortunes to go to the Colosseum, you know, the Colosseum called the place where people beat people up. You know, in Greece it was, you know, back in ancient Greece it was about, you know, torturing and maiming gladiators or what have you, or, you know, people of beliefs or nationalities that they didn't, that were not their own. And, you know, it's replaced today and a lot of times with things like sporting events where there's violence and, you know, it's about some anything other than the active presence of love, but just to have people coming together in that space of connectedness and love and caring for each other and functioning as true human beings is so powerful. And certainly once one's tasted that and they're really truly honored for who they are, you know, our culture so dishonors human life, vicious is the word it can be, and the safety and the security of being in a space where you know when you're going to turn to someone else that there's another human life there that's ready to support you coming forward in your humanness. And it certainly creates a level of security, and I understand that going back to the unreal world, and that is the world where human life rarely shows up, can bring up fear. And so, of course, there's the next piece of work is now I work on forgiving as to my fear about how I'm going to be treated and how I'm going to be dealt with by the world around me. And each layer brings another opportunity to peel off and to clear out another of our capacities to create insanity within our world. And so the security of creating support groups around you. There's this wonderful African proverb that I like to repeat often that says, if you want to go quickly, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And so the invitation is for each person. You know, you don't have to know anything about this work to facilitate a support group using this work. There are people who start out from absolute scratch, zero, know nothing of this work, and they step in and they're ready to be there to support others. And so, you know, the DVDs, Jeannie has written up a whole protocol on the site for starting a support group. And if you really want to create a space, a community, you know, in the ancient Aramaic, the Greeks translated the words that truly translate the community of love, they translated that as the kingdom of God, like it was something off in space somewhere. And in fact, those words in Aramaic translate the community of love, the group of people choosing to function as human beings. And of course, it's easy to establish when you have the brain cells for it. It's easy to establish what human life is. We have a very simple working definition of human life. It involves no words except to instruct you. If you want to know what human life is, just hold a newborn child. And so our effort here is to truly function out of that newborn essence that each of us at one time was and that is still safe and secure and maintained within us. And being able to retouch that in a way that brings it into the world very powerfully. And so we have right now a number of people on the property that are engaged in this intensive that are just, I mean, so present and so here for each other in creating this community of love that is so powerful. And we'll be, of course, inviting each of them as they go home to create and to support a community of love within their own communities, within their own homes, within their own family systems, community systems, business systems, that each of those places is a powerful place to bring forward that active presence of love. We see people who use the tools in their businesses, and you'll see Joe businessman who does a business transaction where usually, you know, would be a handshake, and when you recognize that the root of a handshake is it's checking for weapons. That's what a handshake is. It's like, I'm reaching my hand out to show you that I have no weapons. Let me check and see if you have one. And we see people all the time. And oftentimes it's shocking for people. I'll be in and do a really, you know, a business transaction where I'm treated warmly and I'm greeted warmly. And I'll turn around and give this person a hug as I walk out. And many people are shocked. It's like, why can't we go into the bank and finish a bank transaction and give the bank manager a hug and have the bank manager reach out in a warm hug to us? What's out of place in that? What is so crazy about our culture that we can't do things with human life, that we separate something out? And so that's what we're here to promote on planet Earth. And Jeannie, I think you've got a caller for us, so let's tap in.
Area code 810, you're on the air. 810?
810, you're with us? Is that Richard? Hello, hello. Are you with us, 810? I think he must have stepped away from the phone for a minute.
Okay.
So, well. Sounds like the phone line's open. Maybe he's gone to do something else. But I think 810 is Richard, so he'll probably be back in a second or two. In the meantime, our call-in number, 646, if you're on the website, our call-in number is 646-200-4169. We'd love to hear your sweet voice. And if you were sitting on the sidelines listening to the conversation that we've had so far, would there be a question that would come up for you? Would there be something you'd say, well, Michael, what about? Your question is everybody's question. So we would love to hear what your question is. What about what? What about this perhaps for you doesn't make sense? Or perhaps it makes total sense, but you go, but how would I apply it here or there? Well, our whole purpose in Mindshifters Radio, the name of the support groups of around this work are called Mindshifters Support Groups. And so this is Mindshifters Radio. And the idea is we're so appreciative of having this opportunity to serve you. There are several hundred archives in our radio show archives covering all kinds of topics. And we're just delighted to be here to serve you with Mindshifters Radio and create support for this process of healing. And invite you to support us by bringing others to the show and letting them know what kind of community is building here, because it's pretty awesome. You want to just check and see if Richard's back, Jeannie?
No, he's not. And then now you're in the chat room, and you've been trying to call in the last few days, but you've been like right at the end of the show trying to call in, so why don't you go ahead and call now? There was, Sarah says in the chat room, ask Michael to please comment on the law of attraction. And then we do have another caller.
So my take would be the law of attraction is simply that we live in a universe of energy. And one of the primary laws of energy is a law of resonance. And so what will happen is that whatever we are and whatever we hold in relationship, we will tend to resonate to us. And then when somebody shows up and does whatever it is that we've resonated in them, the tendency, if we're not living a human life, is we deny ownership for what's happening inside of us, and we go into a conversation about them. And so one of the main attributes of a non-human life is I have some sort of turmoil or pain, and I talk about somebody else. So, you know, when they did this and when they did that, and if only they hadn't done this, I wouldn't have to feel that, and if only they would be different. And, you know, there's always a they involved in this game of denial, dissociation, and projection. And so the law of resonance absolutely governs everything. We resonate to us exactly who we are, exactly what we hold. And then the dissociated, the non-human, talks about somebody else instead of themselves. And so we're inviting people to change that conversation. And if I'm in pain or turmoil, what I want to do is talk about my pain or turmoil rather than what somebody else did. And as I do that, I get to drill down into deeper and deeper parts of my own mind. Now, if you listen to the psychologist will tell you that we perhaps are aware of 5%. And I doubt, I think that's a big number, 5% of our own mental processes. And so what most people do is keep in dissociation 95% of their mental processes, and the only mental process they'll let themselves be aware of is how they blame somebody else and how they talk about somebody else instead of themselves. You want to claim a real human life? You stop talking about others if you're in pain or turmoil. You start talking about yourself. You begin to forgive. You remove your pain or turmoil, and then you have a conversation about a human life from a human life. And that is from this awesome active presence of love within yourself. So that there's always that resonance going, that attraction that's going to pull to us. And the main attractor in one's life is their own dissociated state. In the ancient teachings, the way they spoke about the dissociated mind is they called it the heart. And you might remember in the ancient teachings they said, take care of the heart, for out of it are the issues in life. And notice they didn't say take care of the head or take care of the other guy. It's take care of the heart. And that heart, we now know, is the unconscious of the dissociated mind. So our constant invitation is for you to use the tools and for us to use the tools to go into this dissociated mind and clean up its content so that we can start playing a human game on the earth at a whole new level. And that's what we're here to do. Jeannie, you've got a caller?
Yes, and a perfect example we gave yesterday on the radio show, a young lady here who's been dealing with fear of angry people. When she was out on the dock, people were scattered around. It was our off time, and she was out on the dock all by herself doing some energy work and stuff. And all of a sudden, she heard this angry woman on the phone, and she was like, out of all of the places on this whole property that this person could have gone to make a phone call, they came behind her. And it resonated her being afraid of an angry person. But she caught it that, of course, they came behind her because she's the one that was dealing with that. So she attracted that into her space, the law of attraction.
Yeah, perfect, perfect example. And it opened when she was able, instead of to talk about, well, you look at this angry person who scares me and they're the problem in my life. When she was able to move into her own human life, her conversation went more like, you know, I realized that I resonated this angry person in, and what it brought up for me was my fear and my terror. And then she was able to step into processing how when she goes into fear, she tends to just go unconscious. She actually used the word narcolepsy. And people in the extreme stage of fear go into this totally unconscious state, literally in an instant falling asleep, going totally unconscious. And she was able to be fully aware of that, see how it impacted her, and step into a whole other level of process. So that's what we are here to support, is for people to really, truly to take responsibility and start to change those parts of themselves that they usually deny and dissociate from, and then just totally in oblivion talk about everybody else.
Right.
You only have a human life. You stop talking about everybody else and you show up in your own physiology as the active presence of love, whatever's going on in your world. Jeannie?
Caller 717, you're on the air. Who do we have?
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. You haven't listened to you live in a long time, so it's pretty good. I listen to this podcast.
Well, we're glad you're back.
Yeah, this is neat. Actually, I think when you were talking about the handshakes today, this came up for me, and it's been something I've been thinking about. I really believe there have been cultures that have lived human lives, and I think some of these cultures were, I don't know if I call it attacked, taken over. And what comes up for me a lot is, well, how do I protect myself? how do I protect myself if I'm cleaning everything up and I want to live in a community where people clean their own stuff up? What do we do if someone from the outside comes in, because this is, you know, history does repeat itself.
Well, my input would be that what you do is you keep speaking from a responsible human state about your own internal condition, because once you clean up, you know, the current things in your life, what's going to tend to happen is that the next layer of your own genetics are going to tend to come up. And when you recognize the genetics of the planet contain all kinds of insanity, and what we're looking to do with this work is to cultivate a community of elders, and nothing to do with age, but literally of elders that are able, as humans, to surface everything, every attack, every defense, every rage, every grief, every pain, every trauma, literally, that's ever been in their bloodline, so that through the law of attraction, they don't have to resonate that into their space. And I hold it to be true that once we clean that up, then we're going to create a resonance for something totally different to begin to show up. And, you know, if you listen to the teachers of old who understood the principles of physics in this regard, they said a little leavening leavens the whole loaf. If we can get just enough people, a large enough community, to open this space. And literally, as I see it, is that we each one who moves through this space becomes a literal energy vortex who helps to drain out of humanity this pain, this trauma, this that drives people to the insanity of a non-human life. You know, an example that I've given on the show before and I haven't used in a fair time, but it fits here, is there's a particular Unity Church that I speak up in Atlanta quite often. And a few years ago, I went there to speak, and a woman came up to me before the first service and says, "Michael, I just want to thank you for saving my life." And I was kind of in the space of, well, you know, yeah, I just got into town late last night. It wasn't me. You got me mistaken with somebody else. And she said, "Well, let me share what happened." She had been to a full week of my workshops the year before at this church and had really been doing the work. She'd done the full series. And she shared that, you know, that oftentimes as she'd be going through her day, you know, one of the phrases that I use, one of my favorite phrases is conscious, active, present love. And she shared that oftentimes she'd hear throughout her day my voice kind of echoing in her head saying conscious, active, present love. And then she shared that about 6 months earlier, she'd come home from work and had gone into her own apartment and locked her door and found herself locked in her apartment with a man who had a knife, who said he was going to rape her and kill her, and who actually began to rape her and held a knife to her throat. And she said, I knew that he meant it and that he was going to murder me. And she said, there came a point where in my terror, all of a sudden, your voice clicked in my brain saying conscious, active, present love. And she said, that kind of just threw a switch in me. And I went into another state, and that was a state of love. And she said, as soon as I went into that state and I looked at this man's face, now she's got a knife in her throat and she's physically being raped. And she, in that instant, was able to drop her terror. And what she said was that all of a sudden she could see the stark raving terror in this man's eyes. And when she did, she said, I went into total, she said, it didn't matter that I knew I was going to die. She said, I went into total compassion for him. And she said, the instant I did that, he began to cry, dropped his knife, and ran out of my apartment.
Really beautiful.
That's the power of an active present life.
Yeah.
And it's not going to fully manifest until we can get a community of people strong enough in that process to literally clear out our whole genetic bloodline so that there's nothing else to resonate in us, and we create that space of safety. That's what we're working to establish on the earth today.
And I think, I guess when I was thinking about these other, I know there have been other communities that have lived human lives, and maybe the difference is when they were attacked or when they were overcome by other people, they were shocked. And maybe if we're working on active, being actively present in love, there's no shock if people come at us with anger, because we live in an angry society. I guess
yes.
I'm just trying to figure out why did these communities, why were they destroyed? If they felt love and they were present, what happened? How did they get overcome?
If we haven't cleaned up our genetics, guess who's coming to dinner? That's the heart. That's the unconscious. And so our unconscious is always playing out. And so, you know, let's create a community powerfully enough cognizant of who we are that we can keep deepening contact with our own genetic past and cleaning it out and presencing love for what's in there. And my take would be then we're no longer going to have an unconscious state that's going to pull somebody in who's going to play out the unconscious conditions in ourselves, the terrors, the fears, the griefs, and the pains.
Okay.
So for me, that's the possibility, and that's to me, that's a possibility that's worth working toward.
I would like to share something with you.
Yes, please do.
I've been doing worksheets for, I've been listening to you almost for a year, so I've been doing lots of worksheets. And
where are you calling from, by the way?
Pennsylvania. I called you before, Hanover, Pennsylvania, yeah.
Right.
And in February, I was having lots of issues with just stuff coming up from my past. And I shared with you, I've been in many car accidents. I was actually, my car drove into a herd of deer because I had issues with being attacked a lot as a child when I wasn't prepared. Anyway, in February, a lot of this was coming up, and I was working on worksheets, and I took my dogs out to a dog park, and on the way back, I got hit by a car from the back. And this was the first car accident I'd been in years, and all I thought was, oh, my gosh, look what I did, because I'd been so living in that energy of the past, because I've been working on cleaning it up, and I guess even when I was walking my dogs, I was living there. And as soon as I left the dog park, bam. And it was so empowering to know I cannot believe I did that. It was not my fault, you know, law-wise, but I knew
right.
that I attracted it. And it was amazing to realize that just me being present in that kind of pain for that short amount of time, I could attract that so quickly. And it's empowering way more than it was scary. I really felt, wow, this is what happens when I stay stuck in my craft.
Awesome. Good for you. That's what it's going to take, a large enough community to create a critical mass. You know, in the ancient teachings in the Aramaic, which is a physics language, Yeshua says, a little leavening leavens the whole loaf. He's saying that we're not going to have to get everybody through the gate. It's just going to take a very small number of people who will do exactly what you just did. Their work until they get to that point. And instead of going into you made me, the dissociated conversation goes into, oh, what part of me set this up? I'm going to forgive this. That's the critical that's the leavening that it's going to take. So I'm delighted to have that feedback from you, because that's exactly what we're working for. Thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you. And no one else, just don't stay stuck in it as long as I did. Because I really feel like the more I work on stuff, I can't stay there, because I quickly manifest something to show me where I am when it's not
That's
a good place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And your manifestation is your teacher. You know, when they said to Yeshua, well, how do you tell where somebody's at? He said, just look at their fruit. Look at the results, what they manifest.
Sounds good. Okay, well, thank
and
you.
So,
thank you for
yeah,
answering my
very
question.
Very cool.
Okay.
Well, that's awesome, and thank you for your input. I'm glad you're on the team.
Thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bless you. Take care. Bye-bye. Very conscious conversation. Very cool. That's awesome. Well, does anyone else have a question for us? 646-200-4169. You got another caller, Sweetie?
Area code 541, you're on the air.
Hey, Julie here. Julie from Ashland.
Hey,
welcome,
Julie.
Young lady. How are you?
Hi, Jeannie. Hi, Michael. Hey, what was that lady's name that just hung up? I want to say a comment about that, too.
Melissa.
What's her name?
Melissa.
Melissa. Okay, thanks. Thank you, Melissa. You know, I have been knowing that for a long time, that if I'm working on something and I haven't cleared it, and I go out into the world, and all of a sudden I see the same aggravation going on right in front of me, and I know that it's still reflecting from me, and that I haven't cleared it. And so I'm usually really careful, but every once in a while an occurrence happens, and I know that it came from me, no matter what it looks like. And it just happened this week. A woman fell down and hit her head and was bleeding and dislocated her shoulder and had to be taken in an ambulance because that was the drama that she wanted. And I was with friends, and I said, wow, I think I did that. And they're going, oh, no, that you had nothing to do with that. That's her responsibility. But see, I see it on the level that Melissa was just talking about, because I know that that energy was going on inside of me, and it purred outside of me. And part of my frustration is that I'm not around people who think like that. And these are supposedly people who think like that have been exposed to your work, Michael. And I'm just saying, I have trouble in my support groups, too. Nobody wants to work at this level and take responsibility at this level. And
it's a process of developing brain cells to do it.
Huh?
I say it's a process of developing the brain cells to do it. So be patient, because you notice that what you're doing is you're manifesting people around you who don't take responsibility. And that's part of your creative process, too. And it's showing you your frustration. So as you forgive your frustration about people who don't take responsibility, you get to see that next piece of you again.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say, is that it all boils down to me doing my worksheets, period. And and that's it. And the more I do them, the more bigger stuff keeps coming up. And it's like, I know, it's endless. And I think what I'm caught in now is seeing it as me all the time. It just becomes a bigger burden. But if I just see it for whatever it is showing up and ask to read my own resonances, it's not about the actual event occurring, or what it looks like, the lies that the corrupt is showing me. It's just about removing resonances, I guess. Because I get so overburdened by it all that, I don't even do the worksheets. And then guess what's occurring outside of me again?
Take a breath. Take a breath. Slow down just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So notice that you can't be overburdened by something happening outside of you. You're overburdened by what's happening inside of you.
Okay.
And so your overwhelm is an internal dynamic that when you deny and dissociate from, you put the power outside of you, it looks like something outside of you is overwhelming you.
Oh, thank you.
And it's all an internal dynamic. So as I recognize that, gee, that what's coming up for me in this circumstance just seems like too much. I want to dissociate. I want to just move away from this. I'm going to take a breath. I'm going to put the pen to the paper, and I'm going to forgive this reality that anything could overwhelm me. Good breath.
Yep.
Good breath.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So what's happening? What are you feeling?
Well, that's just what's been going on for a week or two, and hasn't cleared, and more occurrences are happening. And so wanting to run away from the overwhelm instead of just simply doing a worksheet. But it's not just one worksheet. It's like probably a week's worth I need to spend on this. But I want to probably
a year's worth.
A year's worth. Well, one worksheet at a time, as they say.
There you go. One worksheet at a time. There you go. That's it. One day at a time.
Okay. Well, thank you. But it's so good to be in a group of people that can see the responsibility at this level. And my burden just lessened by saying that and seeing that we are all working on this together and we are going quickly together. So that always helps.
Yes, and there
is an awesome. I'm doing mine too.
Good. Fabulous. And we appreciate you being part of this awesome global community that's developing around the work of healing ourselves, each other, and the planet, and creating this magnificent shift that's taking place into responsibility and healing.
Yeah.
So thank you for being on the team and the two support groups that you facilitate. It's fabulous.
Well, you're welcome. And I'm increasing my commitment.
Cool. Well, you've got our support. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. All right.
Okay, blessings. Bye-bye. And we're going to be out west this year, so we'll probably get to connect.
Sounds good. Okay, we're down to 5 minutes. There's nobody else with their hand up. No questions in the chat room. So area code 646-200-4169. Give us a call.
I think this has been the fastest show I've ever done. I mean, where did this hour go? It's just like, boom, we're through and almost out the other side of it. I don't know whether it's a product of what's going on with the intensive and the energy that's moving here, but it just seems like time has accelerated just so amazingly. So, Jeannie, do you have anything to share from what you're experiencing? Jeannie, by the way, everybody, has just been guiding and putting her hands on this food and nurturing everybody with food that is just so absolutely amazing that she is so appreciated. This morning, let me share while we're closing the show, if there are no other callers, We got to do a uniquely Florida experience. And, of course, some of the folks in the intensive at Florida's, well, they were touched by it, but it was, I think, more powerful even for those who are not from Florida, because right at the front door of the place where we're doing the workshop, there's this huge grapefruit tree. And we did it in our first intensive, and we did it again this morning as a ceremony. And the tree has a large enough canopy that the whole group could get under the tree. And we're all connecting hands and each speaking what we appreciate. And then, and we'll have to get some of the pictures posted on the site, there's a grapefruit picker, like a device that you pick the grapefruit with because they're up pretty high in the tree. And everybody got to pick their own grapefruit, take a big whiff of it coming off the tree. And, I mean, in a grocery store, you've never smelled grapefruit before. I promise you, until you've done this. Pick the grapefruit off the tree, everybody take a big whiff of it after having spoken their appreciation for something, and then peeling it, and these grapefruit are just pouring out this juice. They're so sweet and ripe and ready to eat, and one grapefruit is like two meals. They're huge and absolutely gorgeous. So we had this fabulous happening this morning, which was pretty cool, and we'll have to be checking out whether we're going to be doing 2014. We're back in Florida. Next year we'll be heading west. But 2014 we may be doing another series of intensives here in Palm Coast. We're in a really blessed space right on the intercoastal waterway, the ocean very close by, and just this really, really sweet space that we've got for our intensive. So, Jeannie, do we have anything else happening in the chat room? Or?
No, everything is quiet on the home front. Quite a few people out there listening today, and we're appreciative of your support, even if you don't talk to us, just being there and listening and holding the space so that other people that call in, you know, that they know that they've got a support team 5 days a week. And so come back and join us on Monday and have an awesome weekend.
And so we're honored and delighted that you're with us. Go to www.why again for our schedule and for the forgiveness tools. On the right-hand side, you'll see a link that says download worksheets. That'll give you the whole forgiveness story. If you click on the radio show, that'll take you to the archives. And Jeannie's got them all set up nice and neatly, January, February, March, all the way back to January of last year. So we've got over 300 shows on the archives, covering all kinds of topics. We're blessed by each one of you that calls, has a question for us, because your question is everybody's question. And we are here to absolutely support you in creating the best year yet of your eternal life. Thanks for being with us. Bring a stranger to the show tomorrow. Take care. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.